Hi, my name is Bill Blomquist from Blomquist Ministries, and we are talking about getting around the Tabernacle of Moses so that we can really participate in prophetic song. The blueprints for the Tabernacle of Moses were given to Moses when he received the law up on Mount Sinai. With that, he received pretty detailed instructions on how to construct this portable worship center. As you know, it took 9 months to build, and it was moved by the Levitical tribe of priests, big men, who would move it sometimes every day, sometimes every week, maybe sometimes every year, sometimes every 10 years, depending on where the Shekinah cloud was leading them. It's a good lesson for the worship leader to follow the Holy Spirit's leading in all that we do. Let's take a look at the outer courts and the inner courts of the tabernacle. In the outer courts, we have the altar of sacrifice and the brazen laver. These two pieces of furniture, ministry stations, if you will, worked hand in hand with one another. One was for cleansing and washing. The other one was for blood spilling and sacrificing. One was for sanctification and purity. The other one was for redemption and eternal security. Both of these, water and fire, worked well together. We see some great images here of Christ on the cross. Out of his side, water and blood flowed in the outer courts under the daylight of the sun. And so coming into the inner courts, we go into our first tent. And here you have the golden lampstand, which provided the only light for the tent. Across from that, you'd have the table of showbread, where the priests would take in and out the fresh pita bread daily. And then the smallest piece of furniture is the altar of incense. And it was a beautiful little place. Also, it had fire, like the altar of sacrifice. But this fire was to raise up prayers and incense before the Lord. Through the last veil into the Holy of Holies, or the most holy place, we see the Ark of the Covenant, which held the Ten Commandments, Aaron's rod that budded, and a jar of manna, just for safekeeping, and covered completely by a seat, which is appropriately called the Mercy Seat. So if you look at the pictures here, you can see right on through that the progression goes in from entering into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise, receiving ministry for the worshiper, him or herself, and then moving into the deeper parts of the tabernacle, not so much to receive ministry anymore, but this was a place to give ministry and to serve the Lord. See, outside, we already have our sins forgiven. We've already been cleansed. Now it's time to do some sacramental ministry, to be the light of the world, to offer up prayers on behalf of the dark world. And then finally, the progression, and this is the progression that the worship leader, this is the textbook, to be able to bring his or her congregation into the Holy of Holies, where they can be still and know that he is God, to receive his mercy and to bask in the almighty sovereignty of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So that's it in a nutshell. We're going to be looking here in our next podcast with some more descriptives of the pieces of the furniture in the Tabernacle of Moses. I hope you can join me next time. All right, God bless you.